help us to commence this evening with hymn 208. Jesus, lover of thy nation, saviour of thy people free, visit us with thy salvation. Let us, Lord, thy glory see. O revive us, that we may rejoice in thee. 208.
let us read from the Word of God, continuing in the Epistle to the Ephesians, friends, the fourth chapter and part of the fifth chapter, continuing following those verses that are referenced at the head of the hymn we've just sung. Chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, in all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavouring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and receives gifts for men. Now that he ascended, what is it, but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, Speak every man truth with his neighbour, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labour, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamour and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, in walking love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger or unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O Lord, our God, do grant to us now a breath of real prayer. We come venturing upon mercy's ground, Lord. Oh, Lord, how we do have to continually plead thy mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner, the sinner. Lord, do come then and favour us here this evening. We thank thee, Lord, for another opportunity of gathering around thy holy, precious word of truth. We beg, Lord, that we may know and feel this night thy blessed presence. O Lord, we beg of thee, as thou hast promised in thy word, that there will be where two or three are gathered together in thy name. We are wonderfully much more than two or three. But, O Lord, we do seek that we may be, many of us may we all, if it could please thee, be brought to be in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Lord, thou knowest how it is with each one. Thou knowest their state and condition, Lord. O Lord, how solemnly we would beg and seek thee. Oh, that each soul may be made and be in concern regarding their never-dying soul. Lord, what a solemn thing it is to be under the sound of the preaching of the gospel and still remain unconcerned about one's never-dying soul. Oh, Lord, we beg that poor servant of God, as we feel to be, we may be faithful. We may be clear, we may be faithful in that way in our ministering of the word. Oh, that thy word may run and be and have free course, Lord, and be glorified as we bring it before the friends this evening. Oh, Lord, we trust and beg for help, Lord, trust in thee that thou wilt give us every word to speak. Oh, may there be a needful right, separating the precious from the vile. Lord, oh, do come and help us. Help us in preaching, help us in hearing, help us in singing thy praises, Lord. Oh, Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we have sung that hymn with those verses that are so close to these. Theme of our subject, Lord, as it runs on in thy word. And Lord, we do pray that, oh, we may be greatly humbled for the witnessing of the Spirit that we feel. Thou knowest, Lord, all about the dear deacons here and their exercise for the good of this cause, and Lord, even above that, first their exercise for thy honour and glory. And the good of thy cause here, and the good of souls. There was heard our friend and brother pleading for precious souls, pleading that thy work may appear. O Lord, we beg thee, may it appear tonight. Oh, may there be those that shall be by thee so dealt with, affected under the power and operation of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we beg, Lord, that the blessed Spirit of truth may take of the things of Jesus Christ and reveal them, even apply them and seal them to thy people here tonight. Do thy people good, Lord. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, unto this part of thy Zion. Oh, Lord, may there be those here that shall be blessed, favoured indeed. Lord, do bless thy word, bless thy people, feed them also and lift them up forever. Oh, give grace, give strength, bless thy people with peace. Oh, may we know and enter into that rest. Oh, even that rest that remaineth unto the people of God. Oh, to know the blessedness, to rest in Christ, the ark of grace. May faith be active in Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb once slain. Lord, we beg, do come for this. Come for this to do thy dear people good. And in this wonderful way, that thou, a triune God, may receive honour and glory. Lord, oh, may we each be concerned for the praise of God. May we be blessed to testify of the wonders of redeeming love, the wonders of grace that we have been favoured to know. Oh, let us not be silent. Let us not be neglectful of praise. Let us not be neglectful of following thee, Lord. Oh, Lord, we think of those words we preached from here some time ago, a few years ago now. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Lord, oh, we beg thee, so come tonight. Favour us here. Favour souls, do them good, and get to thyself the honour and glory due unto thee. We pray for any of the friends who may be feeling unwell, and illness and affliction, Lord. Oh, we know it is soon that thou canst so see us in our state of feeling unwell. For in thy will and purpose it is that these things of the changes in our lives come. And Lord, into old age thy people more feel the weakness coming upon them. And Lord, the things of affliction, and Lord, how it is in thy will that thou dost cause thy people to weaken, their strength is weakened in the way. The outward man decays, but oh, as the outward man must and shall decay, may the inward man be renewed day by day. Oh, that we may be brought into that favour to be able to say, as the apostle so spoke it, wrote it, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us. We know it worketh for us under the sanctifying influence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For we look not on the things which are seen, but on the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, the things which are not seen are eternal. Sanctify thy people in these ways, Lord, to do them real good and to thy honour and glory. Oh, bless affliction, that it may be sanctified for good. Oh, sanctify us under it, Lord, and through it. Bless us and favour us, Lord, that we may consider thee. Oh, when we are tempted, Lord, as much it is thy people's lot to know the tempter's power and his craft and his warfare against us. Oh, we beg thee, give grace. Strengthen us for the battle, Lord. We may gird on the gospel armour. We may gird up our loins, Lord, and so be in diligence. The fight with hell and sin by living faith. Oh, gird thy people with strength under the battle, Lord. Bless them, Lord, with grace. Strength, Lord, made perfect in weakness. Lord, help each one. Help us to gain victory, Lord, o'er the enemy, through him that loved us and gave himself for us. Gaining victory can only be in and through thee. Lord, oh, may we see thee, our glorious leader, gone before us, gone in way to the battle and conquered and risen triumphant o'er the grave, victorious o'er the grave. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory. May we have it, Lord, may we know it. So may we live upon thee, Lord. May we live trusting thee. May we live acknowledging thee, our glorious leader. Lord, help us each. So lead us on, Lord. Lead us in the way everlasting. Oh, Lord, we would know thee and acknowledge thee as our leader, our forerunner, Lord. Wonderful words the dear apostle wrote to the Hebrews, Lord. This hope we have. Oh, the prospect of peace and glory at last. This hope we have as an anchor to the soul. Hope in Jesus Christ. Our hope in Jesus never dies, 'tis cast within the veil. This hope we have as an anchor to the soul, though sure and steadfast, entereth into that within the veil whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. Oh, we do beg for help, Lord, to further consider tonight the unsearchable riches of Christ. Oh, we beg, Lord, too, that we may, as we come toward the end of the service, we may be helped to go into those few blessed important things of the following verse. Oh, Lord, thou knowest, Lord, as we're here with thy people among them once more, and love, the bond of love we've had and been made by thee over many years, we do seek that there may be the wonderful evidences of thy work appearing unto thy servants. Oh, under whichever servant of thine it may please thee to so use in thy name, oh, thy work may appear. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, Lord, and thy glory unto their children. Lord, that there may be these wonderful times of witnessing what the Lord has done. Sinners brought to acknowledge it, tell it to the church, tell it to the generation following. Testify of the love and grace and favour of God, the love of Christ. Oh Lord, make thy people willing in the day of thy power, Lord. Oh, make them willing. Make them willing. Make me willing, glorious Lamb, to suffer all things for thy name. Oh Lord, not to live denying thee, not to live in disobedience. Lord, oh dear, do show thy people the great favour of it, the great privilege of it, of speaking, of testifying what the Lord has done for my soul. Oh, may thy dear people not be reticent in this. Good it is in nature and natural things to be reticent. But Lord, oh, we would carefully put it and plead it with thee. Not good to be reticent to speak of the love of Christ. Oh, we know there is fear of presumption. And Lord, oh, we do acknowledge that. But oh, Lord, oh, is it with one and another here that if these shall hold their peace, the very stone shall cry out against them? Lord, we feel it upon us that there are those that if they shall hold their peace, the very stones will cry out against them. Thou knowest thy will, Lord. Thou knowest thy sovereign purposes. Thou knowest the wonders of grace that thou hast made known to one and another. Oh, Lord, can they hold it in? Can they keep back? Oh, Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we look for thy appearing. We wait for it, Lord. We wait, we watch for it. So, Lord, hear us, we beg thee. And bless souls, do them good. Oh, cause them to so know, feel that amazement of wonder, why me, oh, blessed God, why me, to fall at the feet of Christ, the foot of the cross, to come there. Oh, Lord, oh, to see that sight, Lord, of thee by faith. Oh, to see thee suffering in a wretched place, a room, place and stead. Lord, oh, help us to consider these wonders of thy grace, the unspeakable riches of Christ. Oh, Lord, so help us. Hear our prayers for our country, Lord. Hear our prayers for all our friends and our loved ones. And Lord, our dear loved ones who are seemingly unconcerned and gone their own way, especially, Lord, thou knowest we cannot give them up, and we bring them unto thee and beg thee, do deal with them, Lord. And oh, we beg for those that are in sorrow, thou knowest in dear brother's family there is much sadness and sorrow, and also in our own family as they, our dear children did so much love their uncle. But Lord, thou hast visited us in removing a very dear one from among us. And oh, as we have tried to speak to our loved ones and our dear brothers, loved ones, Lord, that what we all need is submission to the Lord's will. Do grant it, Lord, we beg, more and more sanctify our loved ones, and cause, if it could please thee, that the death of one may be the means of the life of another. And knoweth how we wait upon thee, that it may appear that it is so, Lord. And Lord, as we think of friends in affliction, and those that are in sorrow, Lord, we know and love as friends that we know up and down across the land, be with them each and all and help them, and comfort thy people. Oh, grant grace to the afflicted. Grant that grace that they may see and know that thy path was much rougher and darker than mine. We believe the real, true sanctification of the Spirit regarding thy dear children's affliction will bring them there to consider thee, thy sufferings. What a blessed, deep favour it is to be brought into fellowship with thee, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, in thy sufferings. We believe this was what caused the apostle to say, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Lord, the favour of knowing fellowship with thee. O Lord, bless many, bless thy people with fellowship with thee. Fellowship with God our Father, Lord. O fellowship with thy beloved Son. We have fellowship with God through the Mediator's blood. So sanctify us here tonight with a blessed sense of thy presence, Lord. May we worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Do come, Lord, and help us. Hear our prayers for our country, Lord, and for those in authority over us. O Lord, do deal with them in mercy to show them. And Lord, if they would just make known thy anger toward England in the way that things have been so brought in that are so contrary to thy word, and if they would just make our rulers know and understand that thy anger is toward us. Oh Lord, it might be for the purpose to bring them to some real measure of repentance as what has been enacted and brought in. But above everything, that if it could please thee, there was work in them for the good of their souls. We pray for Theresa May, our new Prime Minister. We pray for Her Majesty the Queen. We pray, Lord, and thank thee for her long reign. But, O Lord, in her later years and days that are lengthened to her, according to thy will, may she be brought to lose and leave off some of those things that sadly also have been her delight. We think of the Lord's Day recently, when she was so willing to be involved in the street party. Show her these things, that they are known by thee and solemnly wrong in thy sight. Bring her to real repentance ere she come to the end of her journey. Make her to know, to really truly be, by thy grace made, a gracious queen. Oh, what a solemn thing to wear a crown on earth and then be found in hell at last. We are not the judge of her, Lord. But, Lord, thou knowest, we pray and feel the solemnity of praying as we are exhorted in thy word. But, Lord, that it may be truly that she is made a gracious queen. Lord, hearest us for all in authority over us. And still have mercy in England, upon us in England, Lord. In wrath remember mercy. O Lord, We do confess our national sins and beg thee, in mercy, O Lord, in wrath remember mercy. We ask all these things, begging now the much needed help, Lord, to further sing thy praises, and Lord, to come to thy word. Do help us each. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1149. What think you of Christ is the test, to try both your state and your scheme. You cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him. As Jesus appears in your view, as he is beloved or not, so God is disposed to you, and mercy or wrath is your lot. 1149.
Thank you.
As the Lord may help me, friends, I would again direct you to the words we were considering this morning, which are found in the third chapter of Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3, the verses 8 and 9. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. I may preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. As we try to bring out this morning, unsearchable to man, unsearchable in a way that no one can find out God, no one can, by their own endeavours, by their own pursuing. They may be academic, they may be very, very clever, they may be very bright, they may be very forthright, but they cannot, none of humanity can search out these riches. They are unsearchable, they are not, it is absolutely impossible for natural man to enter into it any way, into these wonderful, unsearchable riches of Christ. It is absolutely impossible for man to know them, to know anything of them, as in and from their own endeavours, their own pursuing, their own diligent search. Man cannot find out God. man cannot enter in his own strength or by his own means or by any natural help, any natural means of trying to pursue in this day in which we have. Lot is cast in and we're living. All the modern things, don't want to use many words of these, but all the modern things of the technical things of today, you can't enter into these wonderful riches by using those means, friends. It must be by the Spirit of God. It must be accorded into free grace. Oh, it was seemingly a wonderful confirming in the last verse of the 10th hymn we sung this morning. Because as we were meditating upon it, on these things, as we have done through the week of time, it has come to us and been so very clear to us, it's free grace. It's free favour of God. It's God's love and mercy to his people, whom he has foreknown, whom he has chosen, whom he has devised means to save them. And it is according to the sovereign will of God, the sovereign purposes of God, and God's love and mercy, that poor sinners, precious souls as they are, precious in God's sight, he's chosen them for his praise. They are brought into the time of favour to be brought to know and taste these wonderful things of redeeming love, the wonderful riches of God's grace, the unsearchable riches of Christ. It makes them to the child of God, all the things of the wonderful favour of God, of God's love and mercy, of his grace in Christ Jesus. It makes it all so much more wonderful, and the wonder of it that fills our heart, fills our soul, if we're brought to know and taste redeeming love. It's unsearchable. Paul knew it. Paul knew it so wonderfully clearly. He knew it. He could not find out God. He could not in any way come to any favour of believing in Christ while he was going about persecuting the church as a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was very diligent in what he was doing, but it was all in the wrong way and opposite to what he had to know later by grace. Oh, wonderful experience he has. And what he writes here is grounded upon his experience, and as the Holy Spirit, so in holy influence, caused him to write these words, it was also very clearly based upon his experience of what he knew by sovereign grace. Unto me, God had made him the least. God had made him to feel it. God had made him to feel less than the least of all saints. You say, what? That great apostle he was, and yet he speaks of himself less than the least of all saints. This is what God's wonderful grace had done, making him know himself as nothing. He says in another place, though I be nothing. And of course, like we had also in considering following the opening hymn this morning, here that in that way, by that fall that came through Adam and Eve, the fall came, took place, the fall of man and the transgressions and the ruin of all the future race of humanity, the seeds of evil once brought in increased and filled the world with sin. But oh, that wonderful theme. I told a friend this morning, for the benefit of any that joined us this evening, I would repeat it. We used to talk about it with a dear close friend who was exercised as we were in our early days. And we used to talk so much upon the theme of that hymn, The Second Adam Came. And sinners are high in his esteem, and sinners highly value him. But the questions, the pointed questions this morning, are we a sensible sinner? Are we a concerned sinner, a guilty sinner, convicted sinner? A sinner who is by God made to be a sacred thing, the Holy Ghost has made him so. These characters, taught by the Spirit, exercised by the Spirit of God, they are led into the wonderful favours of the riches of Christ. They are unsearchable to nature. They are unsearchable to the human mind, but the wonderful openings up of God's grace, the wonderful revelation of the Spirit of God, the revelation of Christ, unsearchable riches of Christ. But as we try to bring out a little this morning, especially his rich atoning blood, especially his sacrifice, Christ in Gethsemane, Christ in the judgment hall, Christ led out to Calvary, there crucified on that rugged wood of Calvary. Oh, the Son of Man lift up. If the Son of Man be lifted up, go back to Old Testament days. Oh, hey, the brazen serpent lift up in the wilderness. And what a wonderful word it was, a prophecy. And if the Son of Man be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. Oh, Christ, the Son of God, was lifted up upon the cross of Calvary, there in the will of God to suffer, the just for the unjust, to bring his people to God. Oh, but let me ask the pointed question. Is he lift up in thy soul's experience? Is he lift up by the Holy Spirit, so working in you that he is the highest one, the most adorable one, the most important one? We try to ask the questions of Braintree this afternoon, so much pointedly the same as what we've just sung. What think ye of Christ? And oh, as Jesus appears in thy view, as he is beloved or no. And the solemn question I felt need to ask is he your best beloved? Is he your best and only friend? Do you have love and affection to Christ by the Spirit's granting you it far above the object of a mortal love? We have the favour. There are many of us here. We have the favour of being blessed with natural love, the bond of marriage. In my own marriage of 53 years, and my love to my wife is as strong as it was in the earliest days. And that is by grace we've been kept. We thank God and feel much humility over it. But friends, is Jesus Christ first? Is he our best beloved? Think of it. You that have your relationships, you that have been recently married, and the wonderful love and the bond that God has made, a natural bond in that way, but with a blessed favour of spiritual bond too, and you will acknowledge before your loved ones that Christ is first. He must be first. He must be the best beloved of his people. He must be. He requires all the heart of his people, friends. And the Holy Spirit will work and so work in God's people to make it so. Unsearchable riches. Naturally, you would want it the other way. But by the Spirit and in God's will and God's sovereign purpose, every one of us, personally, we must decrease, he must increase, and he must be made his person, and how we hold him and know him and acknowledge him far above the object of a mortal love. What think you of Christ? He must be first, friends. He must be your all and in all. You see, because it's upon him your hopes of heaven depend. No earthly lover can save your soul. But Christ, the Son of God, came and gave his own life a ransom for many to save our souls from sin and death and hell. He must be the best beloved. of his people. And so here we have it: unto me, whom less than the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. The unsearchable riches are all regarding that complete and full salvation our Saviour has brought in for his people, that complete and perfect redemption, sin put away, blotted out by the blood of Christ applied to his people by the Holy Spirit's application. Unsearchable riches, and none of us can claim that for ourselves or take it for ourselves, friends. It must be applied by the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit does this work. He wonderfully does according to the will of God. He blesses souls with pardon, seals it to them, applies the blood of Christ to the hearts and consciences of God's people. The unsearchable riches of Christ. It's by free grace, free favour, the freeness of these things all through this epistle to the Ephesians is such a wonderful theme of free grace, the free unmerited favour of God. Yes. Oh, we have it so much. There in the previous chapter, brought nigh by the blood of Christ, the free favour of God, the love and mercy of God in so bringing God's people into the favour of his wonderful saving grace, brought nigh by the blood of Christ. Ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Oh, do we know it, friends? Do you know it? Preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Preach them. Preach them. Preach them that they are the most important matter of your life and mine. To know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. That will be the reality of what will be in your testimony. That will be what God works in you and as he deals with you, makes you to really be a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood. You have concern, you have exercise, given you by the Spirit of God. Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have I union with the church's living head? And friends, that will be to the child of God, the true-born child of God, the greatest, most important matter of their lives. It must be. You see, God has a purpose to exercise his people to will true diligence. Diligence. I mentioned to a dear friend and sister at tea time, you had Mr. Sayers come preaching to give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Some weeks before, he preached the same from the same subject to us at Ashwell. And I mentioned this to a dear friend and sister in the faith, and she made known it to me. And we do sometimes preach from the same text. I have come to you today with the same text that I preached from last Lord's Day evening at Richmond. It's been upon my spirit, in my heart, all through the week. And we've had some wonderful, blessed meditation on it. A wonderful openings up by God to our own soul. And a good hearing time on Tuesday in our own home cause with one of God's servants come to us then, preaching from the words relating to Jacob, all these things are against me. And it's when all these things, many things are against us, then we need our Saviour more than anything. More than ever we need him when there is much against us. These unsearchable riches of Christ preached to us in times when we are in affliction, when we're in tribulation, when we are in a very fierce warfare, when Satan is very fierce and strong against us. It's these wonderful riches of Christ, unsearchable riches of Christ, that we need then more than any time we need them then. preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And whatever Satan does, he cannot get God's people. Think of how the Lord, by such a perfect example of resisting the devil, when he was tempted in the wilderness, the devil trying to tempt him to take his own life. And oh, how he resisted. And you will resist as grace is in exercise and as you have the Lord's presence. I was saved from taking my own life when I was so tempted by the Lord coming in a moment, and the wonderful favour of knowing in a moment him coming and to deliver me from the snare of the fowler. I can testify of it, friends. It was him, the Son of God, coming to me that saved me from the snare of the fowler. Yes, the unsearchable riches of Christ, that he is ever ready, ever concerned to come and attend to his people's cases. When the blessed Spirit takes of the things of Jesus and reveals them to poor sinners in distress and trouble and affliction and in temptation, then you see they are saved. They are saved from all the wiles of the devil. Saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. And that's the witness of it that it brings. We prove it again and again. And so, friends, how are you tonight? Unsearchable riches of Christ. You have been favoured by free grace, have you? To be led into them. To know your Jesus crucified. Are there those of you here tonight, you, as I say what I've just said, you can't deny it. The Lord has done it. He has done it in you and for you. He has blessed you. He has given you to know and taste redeeming love. Well, we must move on, friends, to the ninth verse. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Now this term, make all men, it means, I believe, those who are precious to God. Where the Lord uses these such a term as this, all men, it's not all and sundry, it's not anything toward universal salvation or anything like that. No such thing as universal salvation. God does not love everybody. At this present time also there's a remnant according to the election of grace, and comparatively in the world God's people are few, but brought and acknowledged as in the word, and as it will be at the end of all things, a number which no man can number, of all those that God has loved with an everlasting love and brings in, and bring them all in at the end, they shall all be there. All those that shall sing his praises forever in glory will be safe landed home with God, with Christ. But friends, to make all men, this is in this time state, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. The fellowship of the mystery. They're all taught sin's demerit, gladly own salvation free, and from Sinai to the wounds of Jesus flee. To make all men see these that are precious to God, important to God, through sovereign choice, sovereign election, known by calling. Oh, make all men see. Everyone is God's purpose is they shall see it. They shall acknowledge it. They shall be led to enter into the fellowship of the mystery. That all to make all men see. And friends, the servant of God, these that are less than the least of all saints and have this grace given to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, God's purpose for them is to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, God to use the preaching of the word for the blessing of souls. Where God blesses souls, he will require from them that they shall show forth his praise. And you see it is here. The will of God is that the servant of God shall be used of God to make all men see. It's not what the servant of God can do, but by the exercise of the Spirit and the preaching of the word, as God causes it to flow in to the servant of God and he pours it out, the purpose of God is fulfilled in God making, using his servant to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. The fellowship of the mystery. Oh, when precious souls that are blessed enter into fellowship with one another, those who have this wonderful favour of having some blessed light and understanding and receiving and to testify of the mystery. Oh, the wonderful mystery. Great is the mystery of godliness. God manifest in the flesh. But not just in a general sense, but each one of God's people to be brought to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and their life and their all. And that to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, it is when the Holy Spirit has been working and is working and blessing souls, and it causes one and another to come together in fellowship, speaking of this wonderful mystery, the mystery of godliness, with the light and understanding God gives them, so that they are able to speak of the wonders of the wonderful love of Christ, the wonders of redeeming love. Mystery to those who are only nominal Christians. Mystery to those who are not given light and understanding in the truth, but in the favour of the opening up of the Spirit's light and favour to God's children, the wonderful way God leads them into the truth and teaches them, they can talk one with another and enter into fellowship, the fellowship, and to make all men, all the family of God, all the election of Christ, and to make all men know, make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. It's when poor sinners who are favoured with that wonderful grace of God, light and grace and favour and liberty, in measure as they know it, they shall commune one with another. Make all men see it. And seeing and knowing and tasting redeeming love will cause God's people to be in fellowship one with another. And you say, and our fellowship is with his Son, is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Fellowship with God through the mediator's blood. Oh, this fellowship. See what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God. It's a secret, the secret of the Lord with them that fear him, them that hope in his mercy. Mysteries, secret to the natural mind, but under the wonderful openings up of the Spirit, the openings of his grace, he favours his people with light, and they receive Christ, they receive the atonement. The will of God is to grant him. His people receive the atonement, no forgiveness of sins, blessed with pardon and peace as the Holy Spirit blesses them, applies the remedy that is without us. We're to see it in the Saviour's blood, the favours of God's grace. Make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. The fellowship of the mystery. If it was just see the mystery, we would perhaps look at it more in a more singular way. But the fellowship of the mystery, it's the favour of souls who have been blessed, speaking of it entering into fellowship, testifying it. And how important it is, friends, to God's glory, for God's glory. How important it is in the church of God. And think of it with some of us, the few comparatively remaining days or months or years of our lives we've got here below. And what are we doing in these days, our fleeting days, before we are called to be, to go hence to be no more? Oh, is this, does this fellowship of this wonderful mystery so cause you to commune with one another of your close friends that you love in Christ, and in a way that you should so commune and testify of what the Lord's done for you, that in the remaining days of your life you may be openly blessed and enabled to live to the praise of God, to live to show forth his praise. Oh, to not be in a state of reticence and keeping in what God's done for thee, but telling of his love, testifying of his grace. God has a purpose to make this to be so, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. All things by him, and in praise, honour and glory unto him, in honour of God, Jehovah, God the Father, praise Father, Son and Holy Ghost. This is the purpose of God. Oh, sadly. And friends, let's be clear and do receive it as God may help you. It's a very sad thing if we are living not showing forth God's praise. It's a very sad thing if we've been blessed. He has so blessedly favoured us, and we are silent. I think of those lepers that were cleansed, friends. And here the Saviour, the Son of God, when one returned, he said, "Where are the nine?" They'd all been cleansed, they'd all been so favoured, and it done for them what they needed, cleansed them. And you think of that spiritually, oh, where we need the cleansing, oh, where we need the application of the blood of Christ. Seek my soul no other healing, no other cleansing, but by the application of the blood of Christ. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin my double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. You pray it. You need it. You beg God for it. And when he grants you faith to believe and receive it, oh, we should enter in. We should see it and enter into it, the fellowship of the mystery, which hath from the beginning been hid in God. Oh, hid. Not the wise and prudent can enter into it. He reveals it unto babes. He reveals it unto those he's eternally loved, those he's begun in and dealt with and taught and made them seekers. Oh, it can't be searched out. But as the Lord makes his children seekers, they seek the Lord. They seek him and they find him. I think of how we sought the Lord in our early days and how we could say in the favour of it, "I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go." The wonderful favours of it. Oh, is it so with any of you? You seek the Lord. He's so precious to you. He's favoured you. He's blessed you. He blessed you that you have the favour to believe in him and his sacrifice for you, shed his blood for you, redeemed you to make all men see. To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God. Hid in God. In God. In God's will, in his wonderful will and purposes, but he to make it known, to reveal Christ, to shed abroad his love in poor sinners' hearts, to bless them with liberty, those that are bound under the law set free, blessed to know the liberty. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Who created all things by Jesus Christ? Yes, all things, everything, every grace and every favour comes to us through Jesus' blood. All things by Jesus Christ. Oh, everything of the favour of God, the love of God is centred in Christ. It's from him, it's in him, it's all of him. He who, though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Wonderful things of the favour, of the saving grace of God. Saved is the sinner that believes, the sacred gospel annals show. In repentance Jesus gives, and sins complete remission too, which is of his grace. One of the hymns says, for all the riches of his grace, a grateful tribute bring. But oh, how we cures our Saviour to feel solemn sadness and grief if we are not showing forth his praise, if we are not living to his praise. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Yes, very important, friends. The highest importance to the child of God is salvation by grace, is to know our interest in the Saviour's blood. Next to that, the important will of God is that his people shall begin to praise him on earth, because they must learn the song of praise on earth, friends. If we do not begin to praise our Lord and Saviour through sovereign grace on earth, we will not praise him in heaven. I believe God's people will be a prepared people to sing God's praises forever in glory. And the song of the redeemed begins on earth. We begin the lasting song here below, friends. And in our walk and conduct, and in self-denial, and in taking up our cross, and seeking grace to daily follow him. Oh, the favour of it. The favour of it. And how God adds to his people. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father. Notice there is that coupled to it. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, even the Spirit of truth shall be with thee, abide with thee. The comfort of bringing the wonderful consolations, the wonderful favours, the answer of a good conscience, the favour of obedience, the favour of living to God's praise, spending the rest of our days as God's grace grants us to live to his praise, to live by faith upon the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, may he grant it, friends. Oh, may you be able to ponder, to meditate upon the unsearchable riches of Christ. Yes, more and more you will feel it. Unsearchable. I cannot find out God. I cannot find out Christ. I have such a inability to do anything good. I am so prone to wander. I am so much more likely to be going the other way. But, oh God, God in his great mercy, he so shows me more and more of the depravity of my heart. He so makes me more and more to be a mourner over my sins and after Christ. And this stirs up diligence in me to make me to be truly seeking and wanting, needing to know and enter into these unsearchable riches of Christ. Oh, they are so important to me. And I do want to testify of them. I do want to speak of them. Oh, may the Lord grant me grace to do so. I believe these will be the thoughts and the ponderings and the meditations of thine heart if thou art a true born child of God. And if thou art journeying on in the way of life, the way of grace, it will be the Lord your leader, our glorious leader. claims our praise for his own pattern given, while the long cloud of witnesses show the same path to heaven. I believe I can honestly say he claims my praise, friends. He does indeed. I want to live to his praise. I want to so be able when able to. Look at the last verse here. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. This is the great God, the living God, the triune God, the true and living God. Unto him, one God blessed forevermore, three persons in the Godhead, unto him be glory in the church. This is what I believe those that are gracious here are exercised for. Unto him be glory in the church, and that your church here might increase, that there may be the witness of God's working and favouring souls here. Unto him be glory. The will of God, the purpose of God is, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. All bound up in the riches, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Unto him be glory, God Jehovah, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. God's worldwide church. Oh, his one church in the wilderness, made up by the many little gardens of his grace, many little hills of Zion, the gatherings of God's people. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Oh, in our age, the time, the age in which our lot is cast. Oh, how solemn the days are. Terrible days. But oh, we are favoured. Favoured to be those of us here who can give witness of it. Favoured to be put among God's children. Blessed, amazed we see the hand that brought us, stopped us in our world career, put us among the children. Oh, why me? Why me, oh blessed God, my me, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free. Oh, his love, friends, his eternal love, his unmerited favour. Oh, his perfect love and grace for us, chose us ere time began. Is teaching us now and favouring us, preparing us for the church triumphant. Oh, while our days on earth are lengthened, may we give them, Lord, to thee. Cheered by hope and daily strengthened, may we run, nor weary be. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day, which were for Christian concern, amounted to £1,065, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. John Rosier is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Pack next Lord's Day, and hopes to address the Sunday School. Let us close with hymn 202. Now may the Lord reveal his face, and teach our stammering tongues to make his sovereign reigning grace the subject of our songs. 202.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything there is seen amiss. Do own and bless thy word, Lord, grant further meditation upon thy word, bless thy people. Help us, each of us, Lord, that we may have an exercise of diligence to live to thy praise. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.